I'm Ricky Bevington with your evening GPB headlines for Monday, June 18th. A pair of lawsuits challenging Georgia's electoral maps will continue after two U.S. Supreme Court rulings today. The court's ruling did not address whether it is constitutional for states to draw maps that give an advantage to one political party. Last week, a National Democratic group sued Georgia and two other southern states. They claim the state's congressional districts violate the Voting Rights Act. And a lawsuit from the Georgia NAACP alleges race factored into the redrawing of two Metro Atlanta districts in 2015. In less than 2 weeks, Georgia's hands-free driving law goes into effect. GPB's Spencer McGuire reports on the changes.
Drivers who hold their phone with any part of their body can't expect to hear about it from law enforcement. Major Elder Dancy says Atlanta police officers will pull you over for texting or talking on a cell phone while driving.
So just like with any other traffic violations, we want to make sure that they clearly see the violation and make the traffic stop.
The law goes into effect without a grace period, but Dancy says officers have discretion. Their objective is educating the public, not issuing tickets. For GPB News, I'm Spencer McGuire in Atlanta.
Underground Atlanta is getting a new look. Developer WRS recently released a marketing campaign for the downtown district aimed at fostering, quote, boldness and vibrancy. The redevelopment calls for new restaurants, retail, and residences in the neighborhood. The city of Atlanta sold Underground Atlanta to WRS last March after several years of problems with negotiations. The Atlanta Downtown Neighborhood Association is hosting a community meeting this Thursday to discuss the redevelopment plans. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is aiming to add more staff so it can handle more crowds for big events like the upcoming Super Bowl. The AJC reports the world's busiest airport is asking city officials to approve adding 28 positions. The employees would handle more Uber and Lyft vehicles, manage traffic around construction at the airport, and bolster its command center to respond to issues. The airport also plans to expand its digital antenna system that would boost cell signal in outdoor areas. The Department of Health and Human Services is kicking off a campaign today to help prevent opioid addiction through education. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
Nationwide, Georgia is near the top in the number of overdose deaths. Assistant Secretary of Health Dr. Brett Jirwa oversees the nation's fight against opioids. That's everything from prescription pain pills to heroin. He hopes the campaign's stories will resonate with 18 to 24-year-olds when they see real people like Chris from Atlanta who broke his arm just to get pain pills.
It's pretty hard-hitting. It tells the stories of young people, great young people, our brothers, sisters, sons and daughters, otherwise the normal people that are the salt of the earth that get into problems with addiction.
Jirwa says he wants people to remember addiction is a disease and that those suffering need treatment. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Atlantans now have another pay-per-use transit option. The Spanish company Moving rolled out 75 electric mopeds today. The mopeds can be reserved by anyone over 18 with a driver's license and cost 15 to 35 cents per minute to ride. They have a range of 45 miles and can travel up to 35 miles per hour and are available to use between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. The mopeds will be available in the Midtown and downtown areas. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.